Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Jamaicans are to benefit from improved access to pharmaceuticals in the public health sector, with more items to be added to the Ministry of Health's Vital, Essential, and Necessary Ven list. We'll tell you more in today's program. I'm Prince Moore. Stay with us. Local and international pharmaceutical companies have been contracted to provide drugs on the Ministry of Health's Vital, Essential, and Necessary Ven list over the next 2 years. Items on the Ven list can be accessed through the public health facilities and National Health Fund drug-serve pharmacies across the island. The NHF signed 47 contracts totaling $33.4 million US with the companies for provision of the pharmaceutical supplies. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the signing of the agreements will considerably improve access to pharmaceuticals in the public health sector.
We are signing a total of 47 contracts for 576 items on the Ministry of Health's Vital, Essential, and Necessary list. 728 pharmaceutical awards have been made for the 24 months contract period 2015 to 2017. As 138 items were shared between two suppliers and 7 items were shared among 3 suppliers.
Dr. Ferguson says over the next 2 years, there should be marked improvement in the delivery of medicines to the public. He says Jamaica will be able to achieve several efficiencies and savings as a result of the contracts.
And should see an even greater improvement in the next 2 years covered by the contract signed. In line with the above, in July this year, the University Hospital of the West Indies signed 3 contracts for the supply of pharmaceuticals and sundry items totaling approximately $1.5 million.
The largest award was made to Facey Commodity Company Limited, valued at close to $60 million. The company will be providing 48 items comprising of a wide range of drugs, including pain relievers, anti-infective and anti-cancer drugs. Dr. Ferguson is expressing gratitude to the companies for partnering with the Ministry of Health in providing supplies to public health facilities.
I would like to thank the suppliers for continuing to work with us in one of the most difficult and important sectors. And I know the difficulties at times. We know that a strong and robust health sector is essential for us to meet our national development goals.
Chairman of the National Health Fund Board of Management, Sterling Suarez, says the signing of the contracts is indicative of the government's commitment to minimizing the cost of pharmaceuticals in the public health sector. He says reducing the cost of healthcare through the provision of pharmaceuticals and supplies is in keeping with the mission of the NHF.
The prices that have been offered by the suppliers who responded to this tender reflect a commitment on your part to maintain and improve the health of Jamaica's population through lower prices and reliable supplies for the government service.
The National Health Fund assumed responsibility for the procurement, warehousing, and distribution of pharmaceuticals and medical sundries for government health facilities in 2011. That's it for this edition of Healthline. To hear this and other JIS radio programs, go to jis.gov.jm/radio. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I am Prince Moore, reminding you to stay healthy.
Government pensioners, listen up. The Accountant General's Department is modernizing its processes in order to serve you better. All pensioners are therefore being asked to submit their TRN, banking information, email address, contact numbers, and mailing address to ensure accurate, up-to-date records. For more information, visit the AGD at Public Building West, King Street, Kingston. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm or call 922-832-027 or 1-888-991-0095. The Accountant General's Department. Serving those who have served.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.